good things to come, and I believe it could.
Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha, SashaTalks.com. Today, we're going to focus on habit. The topic was inspired by a few weeks ago. I was at a coffee shop, and most of the patrons had left the menu, and a few of us remained doing our own thing and enjoying our. And the song in the background started playing. It was Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, and it's a very catchy tune, and love the artist, and I got me thinking about the bad habits that we as individuals and as a society host. And at times, some bad habits can really keep us from moving forward in our life, whether it is in relationships and how we perform in our careers, how we just flow through the journey of life. For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to address it from a very topical perspective. Keep in mind that all content is subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. What are habits? I resorted to one of the formal definitions, courtesy of Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It is a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. The key word in that would be a usual manner. It means that something has become so familiar to us that we might not even consciously give it a thought. An acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. And that is very interesting because by the time we develop a habit, it is involuntary that we're not even giving it a thought. It becomes a part of our reflex, whether it's a coping mechanism, a decision-making process, how we think, how we feel. When something happens, we're triggered and we are responding through some habit that we have developed. And keep in mind, it is something that comes from within us. It's not coming from the external outside of us. And one other definition that I would like to share among a few that were available, it is a behavior or pattern acquired by frequent repetition of physiologic exposure that shows itself in regularity or increased facility of performance. Now, keep in mind that habits are different than routines. The difference between habits and routines is that both happen to be, the difference is that habits run on autopilot. Routines are more intentional. Some of us have a morning routine. It's intentional. We have decided what speech, mindset, or behaviors or activities we will engage in, and then we go about it. Some people may view it as a habit because it becomes so natural to them. It's second nature. But the thing that habits and routines both have in common is that both are regular, repeated actions. A habit can be more reflexive. A routine is intentional. Therefore, you are aware of the choices that you're making. So what are some of these so-called bad habits that people engage in? It could possibly be not keeping your word, breaking your promises. For another person, it might be more of an overt behavior, tardiness at work, not eating healthy, maybe not working out, possibly being negligent of your health and wellness, not maintaining your healthy family relation. It could be maybe being negligent in some aspect of your life. But most often, people continue engaging in their bad habits because there's some degree of return on investment or reward that they're getting out of it. For other people, bad habits may be smoking, or someone may be engaging in a very extreme type of habit, which is addiction. And those type of topics are best addressed by licensed medical professionals because there's a deeper psychology and other aspects that impact the individual's behavior. Because when we talk about any aspect of human behavior, you have to keep in mind, one size does not fit all. We're not talking about textbook behaviors where a person could read a book and think that they are a subject matter expert on it. You really have to go out there and invest your time, resources, yourself in these respective fields to truly be able to contribute educated references and contributions. Now, all of us have bad habits. No one is perfect. And often I say, I'm not on the throne telling people what to do. That is not what I do for a living. I am among the masses of people, a student of life, a work in progress myself. And until we become aware of our bad habits, we're not going to be able to change them. Now, you have the choice of breaking them or adhering to them. Some people may find it very endearing on a person that, oh, so and so always does that. It might be a bad habit, but they're looking at it through a more emotional lens that they might give that person a pass. If that individual engages in the same bad habit in, let's say, a more formal setting around strangers, they might not appreciate it. They might call you out on it. Now, breaking habit. I broke it down from a perspective of needing to break bad habits versus wanting to break them. An example would be an employee being tardy at work. You keep on showing late at work. Every place is run and managed differently. Let's say this person is working at a place where if you have three or more tardies, you could go on probation or you may just get fired. This individual has the free will and choice to rectify their behavior. Either you start showing up on time to avoid that unfortunate outcome, or you have the free will to continue engaging in a behavior that has been a byproduct of bad habit and face the outcome, which could be getting fired. Now, for some people, when they hear this example, they would say this person needs to break the habit. Another person might be listening to this and they would go, this person will want to break the habit if they want to remain employed. It doesn't have to be binary, but when you go about making changes, whether you are under duress or you are being rewarded or bribed, there's some external motivation or incentive to adjust your habit. That is fine, but it will be short-lived, those type of changes. When I have clients that seek me out, whether it has to do with professional development or self-development, I often tell them, if you desire a certain change, I often ask them why. Why are you seeking this change? Most people want to level up their lifestyle and leveling up. I'm not talking about materialism in this conversation. I'm talking about in elevating their ability to perform mentally, emotionally, physically. It could even be on a spiritual level. They want to focus on performance management. And I tell them, if you're doing this for yourself, then it's worth looking into it. But if you're doing this for somebody to make somebody else happy, it might work for the short term, a few days, a few weeks, but you're not going to adhere to the regimen and the commitment needed to overcome, to take on new habits and to break the bad ones. So ask yourself, out of all of the habits that you host, which ones would you like to improve and become even better at them? Those are good habits. And then which are some habits where you believe that you can improve by either eliminating them from your life? Now, it might not be a light switch situation where you turn it on and turn it off because habits take a while to build through time. And that is why in some aspects of society, globally speaking, there's a wisdom of that it takes at least 30 to 40 days to take on, develop a new habit, and it will take at least a comparable period of time to start eliminating a habit from your life. Now, for some people, depending on how strong-willed they are, they could wake up one morning and say, you know what? I'm tired of smoking. I want to improve my life. I'm not going to smoke from here on forward. And they're going to stick to it. But most people need a transitional period to go from point A to point B when they want to make improvements. Therefore, remember you are the catalyst behind the change that you seek, regardless of the circumstances, whether you're being encouraged to make changes from your family, your friends, whether it's your professional life, it's some third party influence. If you're not behind it, you're not going to be able to sustain the effort to bring upon positive changes in your path. And remember, you are never alone. Help is available. There are appropriate professionals that align with certain types of habits that can work with you. And there are people who are self-disciplined, but they don't tap into that self-discipline, maybe because they haven't found something that they feel so strongly about and relate to and connect to, where that connection will drive them to make these positive changes. Sometimes you don't need a professional to make these changes. You don't need money to make these changes because you are the brain, the soul, the body. You are the operating system. All you have to do is make that conscious decision that you want to improve yourself and take it baby step at a time. If you take out large chunks of making a commitment, there are going to be moments where you feel overwhelmed and you go, maybe I didn't make the right decision. Let me just stay where I am. It's very comfortable. Therefore, moving in baby steps is better because it will take you longer in terms of longevity to sustain your performance. And again, acknowledge the habit, how it's impacting your life. Now, if this is a bad habit, how is it impacting your decision-making skills? Are you even making any decisions? There are people who make decisions all day long, but they're not making good decisions. And then there are people who are very passive, where they feel more comfortable having anybody else make a decision because if things don't pan out, they have someone to blame. But you have no one to blame but yourself. Now, with these habits, they also impact your other lifestyle choices and your relationships. There's a reason why there's a saying out there, generally speaking, that you are the company you keep. That's because of who are these people that you surround yourself with, their mindset, their values, their interests. And it's perfectly fine to have different interests as long as they may be healthy interests. But if people engage in bad habit and they're coexisting in different groups and contained environments, whether it is professional settings, social settings, personal settings, or in a family environment, people are going to start becoming critical of the type of company that they're willing to accept in that environment. Therefore, if you bring bad habits, people are going to start paying attention, not necessarily in a good way, because they're going to be more concerned that your bad habit, whether it's your mindset, your negativity, let's say, for example, your tardiness, how you engage with people around you, those blind spots and bad habits could rub off on other people. And it happens at a very fast rate on a subconscious level when you surround yourself with people like that, because you're not consciously auditing everything that is happening around you in speech, mindset, and actions. And remember, we're talking about it on a topical level. And therefore, it might come off to be a little bit overgeneralized, but I do know that with the type of work I do, most high performers are very critical of their own habit, of the type of company they keep, how they manage their time, how they manage their resources, the type of decisions they are willing to make, the type of decisions they will not even add to their list to make. Remember, you have only so much fuel that you need to run off of every day. 365, 24/7. And if you wake up every morning, that means the universe is telling you that you are needed on this planet. You serve a purpose. And are you contributing in a positive manner? And remember, none of us are perfect, but it never hurts to make that conscious effort to improve ourselves. I did mention acknowledge the habit that you are trying to improve upon. But at the same time, keep in mind that you have to be honest with yourself. Don't do it to make your partner happy. Don't do it to make a certain person or a group happy. You need to be honest because when we're not honest with ourselves, we start driving ourselves down the rabbit hole and it gets very dark there. And you don't want to get to a point where you've done so much damage to yourself because you have numbed yourself with these bad habits. Ask yourself, why am I doing it? Why am I seeking to improve myself? Why do I want to break the habit? And sometimes breaking a habit might be a better idea before taking on developing new good habits. And when people hold on to their habit, bad habits, and they are consciously aware of it, then I question, are they doing it to feed their ego? Do they want to be right for the sake of being right? Because I will tell you, there are people that I cross paths with now and then, men and women. Regardless of age and demographics, some of them are so holding on to the belief of being right for the sake of being right when they don't realize that it is a pity party for one down the road. No one is giving you a standing ovation. You're giving yourself a standing ovation in front of the mirror, and you're losing out on time. And that is just flat out foolishness. But then again, there are life lessons that only individuals living that life will learn through trial and error. And at the same time, whether it is habits, decisions, or in any shape or form of how we interact with the world, remember, just because you can emotionally justify a bad habit or behavior doesn't make that behavior or habit acceptable. If somebody hurt you and you go out and God knows, let's say, burn everything down to the ground, just because you feel hurt or you believe you were wronged, that is open to interpretation, does not give you the green light to go out and screw the world over. Because if everybody did that, we all would be probably blind and deaf. And what differentiates us is that as a in the name of humanity, there's still beating hearts out there who care to discover the beauty of life. Now, habits matter in many aspects of life because individual habits start to impact our environment. So each person brings good and bad habits to the table. Now, think about it when you are recruiting a team, whether you're recruiting a team in your social life, your personal life, the people that you interact with. It doesn't matter if it comes from any institutionalized groups. There's always habits that we want to emulate, and then there are some that we learn through observation or through other people's learning experiences that maybe I should not engage in this behavior or mindset or speech because it could snowball into even worse habits. And sometimes we're fortunate when we have trusted sources or a confidant. It might be a mentor, a teacher, somebody who cares enough to respectfully bring to our attention that, do you realize that you engage in this habit when that happens? And they might be able to help us become cognizant of our behavior. And sometimes people just don't know better. And until you know, what are you going to do about it with the information that you know? Not everybody has that benefit of living their life, and they're going to be people engaging them to guide them along. Sometimes teachers come in our life without that title of a teacher. It could be that one instance where you only interacted with a stranger for 2 minutes, and their guidance or something that you talked about can change your life and how you view things around you. And then there are going to be people around you for most of your life, and you're wondering, like, what significance do they play? Therefore, you can't go based off who you know, how well you know them, and the duration of time, because the quality of relationships and our life interactions are dictated by the depth of them. I already touched upon, you are the company you keep. So if you're not happy with your life or something's not going right, start asking yourself, who are the people that you're surrounding yourself with? What is the type of information that you are listening to, that you are reading, that you're seeing every day? Because remember, your body is absorbing all different types of variable stimuli and influences that you're projecting onto it. You are the air traffic controller sitting in that tower. You need to decide what your objective is and how you want to move forward, because life will always reflect back at us what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and to what degree we're taking care of ourselves. When we take care of ourselves, we're vibrating at a much higher frequency and it gets reflected back. I go about living my life, that's not including my own family and all, but when I'm thriving among the masses, I'm basically coexisting with strangers and it gets reflected back through putting yourself out there and being proactive and willing to learn and grow. Therefore, once in a blue moon, when I cross paths with people and they go, and this is from people who haven't seen me in 25, 30 years, and they go like, you've changed. And I go, I don't believe I've changed. I've grown. I've definitely grown. And then it gets me thinking, have they grown in their path? Now, of course, growth and change could go forward or backwards. Fortunately, I could say that overall, I have grown forward and hopefully upward in the process because I have to put myself out there to do my work in order to be able to help other people. But when you cross paths with people and they haven't seen you in a long time, or it might be even, let's say, 2 years ago, and they go, man, you've changed. Then you could ask them, What do you mean by that? And then if they have been good changes, own it. You put in the work for it and say, I haven't really changed. I've grown. I did reiterate earlier the difference between habits and routines. Keep in mind, routines have to do with being intentional and hosting awareness. A habit becomes unintentional, repetitive. They're both regular actions and habits. Best said would be you are on autopilot. So let's say something happens every time you're triggered with anxiety. You have a habit of picking up the phone and calling somebody, whether it's for guidance, for consolation, for validation. And that is a habit that you have developed that you're on autopilot. You're not even thinking about, okay, I got unfortunate news. What do I want to do about it? Do I want to sit still, reflect upon it? No, you don't even think about that. You just pick up the phone and you call whoever you need to for validation or consolation. Whatever you're seeking, you will find it. That's another topic on the tangent. Be careful what you go looking for, because sooner or later you will find it, and there's no guarantee, one, you're going to like it, you're going to be able to handle it. And also, if you go looking for things, most people don't even have an objective of what are they going to do with it, with what they discover, because not everything you're going to discover is going to be good. And sometimes I've crossed paths with clients more in the spiritual and self-development realm. They go looking for trouble, but they don't exactly call it trouble. An idle mind is a dangerous mind. It's also an opportunity that creates bandwidth for developing habit. So pay attention to how you feed your mind. Lying to your mind is so much easier than lying to your heart. And finally, just to touch upon, how do we develop good habit? I would say be intentional in your objective. What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? What results are you seeking? And how will you manage yourself? Because you will have to manage yourself day to day. It's not about a 3-day challenge or a 3-week challenge. You're making important decisions that impact your lifestyle, how you live day to day, whether how you manage your time, your emotions. You're creating bandwidth to invite people and ideas and things into your heart, into your brain, into your physical space day to day. So either it's going to help you grow for the better and elevate your game in life, or it is going to start stealing from you. And the only person who steals and cheats the quality of your life is yourself. It goes back to decision making. You make good decisions. How do you make good decisions? We make thousands of decisions every day, but we don't really audit it by line item. You have to be proactive. You practice every day. You're making decisions and you're going to learn some of them immediately. You learn, okay, this is a good decision. I like the outcome. I like the process. And you can reaffirm that decision by repeating it. Then there are going to be some decisions in life that we make, whether it's something trying out a new meal and you get an upset tummy and you go, I don't know if I'm going to eat that again. But you live and learn. It's life. But then on the other hand, it might be a significant decision. Who you might want to choose as a business partner, who you might want to hire, who you might want to marry, whether you want to have children. There are so many different types of decisions, and you choose the options and the genre of decisions that you work with day to day. So keep that in mind. You are responsible for those decisions, even if you decide to outsource it and rely on somebody else to make it for you. You can't get mad at them when you gave away your power, whether you paid them to do it or not. It comes back to you. Remember, you are the source. You are the most valuable source. A lot of people become passive because they get so stuck in that rut of life with the day-to-day habits. And most of them can help you move forward, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt to develop new habits or change things up, even when things are going well, because it will keep things fresh. You want to maintain your focus. You want to improve your focus. Bad habits usually creep in when we're not paying attention, and our focus is either fragmented in 20 directions, for example, or we're just not focusing in at all. You're just letting life happen to you. So my question is life happening to you, or are you happening to life? And if you're going to wait for life to happen, You're going to be waiting a very long time because things may not happen. Often people say time will take care of it. Sure, time can assist to a very limited degree, but it comes down to what are you doing with your time that will help you move along forward. And keep in mind, everybody has different goals in life. It's healthy. Nobody has to be running all incongruence. We all have different learning curves, but it is important that we move forward and become committed. People happen to be much better committed to third-party obligations, third parties, things that they want to do, but they're not as committed to themselves. It comes down to self-care. Your degree of commitment to yourself in a healthy manner. There's a difference between self-care and selfish. When I talk about self-care, it's very easy for some people to go, oh, well, she's advocating being selfish. No, that's what you want to hear. That's not what I said. Look it up. There's a difference. Become committed to your objectives. When you are taking better care of yourself, you're going to be able to take better care of people around you, your loved ones. You're going to be a better contributor, and the world can always benefit from your presence if you're going to bring positivity. And I'm not too crazy about the term fake it till you make it. For some reason in my life, I did not adhere to it. It might explain why I made it to the party a bit late, but I believe you make it on your divine time, which runs parallel to your growth. And of course, a lot of that has been a byproduct of the choices that I've made in life. Now, when you become committed, keep in mind that reliability and consistency will set the tone of your progress. And it's okay that you're going to have good days. Then you might have one day where you go, you know what? I couldn't even stick with half of the plan for working towards developing a habit or breaking it. It's okay. It's called the ebb and flow of life, as I tell my clients. You will continue, even if you fall down. There's no shame. You get up and you start trudging forward. What matters is that you make progress. And don't get fooled when people say, time will take care of it. Time doesn't take care of anything. The only thing that time will do is that we all, time passes, the world ages, we all age. Aging is a healthy process of life. But what are you doing with that time? Keep that in mind and permit yourself to learn. There are, I cannot even keep track of how many people I've met over the years that share with me the changes that they're making in their life. And they talk about these formulas and these actions they're taking, and they're adhering to a checklist. Those things are fine, but you need to be intentional about what you're doing. Don't be on autopilot running like a machine. You're a human being. Your brain has to acknowledge what you're putting your body and your heart and other parts of your life through. Your heart has to be vested in it. And I'm not saying everything has to be about feelings, because there's going to be many things in life that we do, regardless of whether we like it or not. But it's part of living, it's part of self-care, it's part of honoring ourselves and those around us. But become conscious of how you're living your life. Give yourself permission to learn. Give yourself permission to live. On rare occasions, I have to remind myself that. Give yourself permission to make mistakes. Because if you're just waiting for that perfect time, that perfect decision, you're walking a tightrope in life. And we know that if you fall off it, you're going to fall into, who knows, a black hole, fire, whatever. But you're not the only one walking it. And you have to give yourself permission. There are so many people I meet, and they talk about all these great things that they want in their life. And I'm all for it. But often I ask them, why do you want them? Two, what are you doing to actualize that? And three, have you given yourself permission to go about doing these things? Do you believe in it? Do you own it? Because if you don't own it, how will the universe help you move along and bring that into your path? Or else it's no different than looking outside the window. You're admiring the view, but you want to be outdoors, part of that view. You have to give yourself permission. And as I always say, do your best to engage. The degree to which we engage in life is what we're going to be able to extract. And of course, the world was created in balance. There's plenty of light and there is darkness. But I do believe that it comes down to individual choice of what you choose to part with and align with. Again, the beauty of life is you have free will. You make what you want of it. And no one is perfect, but the beauty is that if you're blessed to wake up the next day, it means you're needed on planet Earth. And you decide how you want to contribute, not only in your life, but in other people's lives. And most decisions we make, we can adjust them over time. And then, unfortunately, it's part of life. There are going to be some decisions we make that are irreversible, they're permanent. And we are reminded humbly that every decision that we make has consequences for better or worse. Sometimes there's an opportunity cost. When you make a certain decision, you're passing up all of your other options. But hey, that's the game of life, and we're all figuring it out because there's no game book handbook for that. Now, if you have any questions, feedback, you want to share your own experiences about habits that you have abandoned and new habits you've taken on, go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and drop a hello. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, be good, be safe, and be blessed.
Oh, peace train sounding loud, ride on the peace train. Cuba, 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 come on, peace train. It's peace train, holy road. Everyone jump up on the peace train. Cuba, 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 come on, peace train. Now get your bags together. Go, bring your good friends too. It's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Now come and join the lift. You know, it's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding loud. Right on the peace train. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Come on, peace train. Peace train.